Our Daily Bread. Welcome to episode 41 of Anglican Catechesis, where we're learning to follow Jesus on the Anglican way. Today we'll be covering questions 188 through 192 in To Be a Christian in Anglican Catechism, the official catechism of the Anglican Church in North America. I'm Father Kurt Hein, rector of Light of Christ Anglican Church in Georgetown, Texas, joined today by my co-catechist, Father Isaac Rayberg, rector of All Saints Anglican Church in San Antonio, Texas. But before we begin, let's start with prayer.
This is the prayer for Rogation Sunday, the sixth Sunday of Easter. O God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as surpass our understanding. Pour into our hearts such love toward you that we, loving you in all things and above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So what is the fourth petition?
The fourth petition is, give us this day our daily bread. So okay. 189, having prayed first for God's glory, kingdom, and will, what do you now pray?
I pray for my needs and those of my brothers and sisters, for daily provision, pardon for sins, and protection from evil. Yeah. I mean, this is important. We are creatures.
Yeah.
Right? We need stuff. We need God. We need his sustenance on a whole plethora of levels. Like, there's a whole host of things that we need. And it is right and good and correct to acknowledge that need through prayer.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm reminded that some recent reading I've done, how in the early days of our republic, not Texas, the other one, the framers loved that phrase, providence, to refer to God.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of praying. Yeah, there was a lot of praying for God's providence, because there was this recognition, even among those whose theology was a little problematic, there was this recognition that God's the one who gives us everything that we need.
Yeah. Yeah. And we have, and here are some of the needs that we have. I mean, and not only are we praying for our needs, but the needs of others. Before every meal, as a family, we pray for our needs and then to remember the needs of our brothers and sisters. And especially here, it says daily provision. So we need housing, we need food, we need clothing, pardon for sins. That's a great need, right? We need forgiveness and protection from evil.
Yeah. And those other ones, the pardon and protection, we're going to see this in the later petition. So this particular episode, we're going to be really focusing on that provision.
Yeah. So question 190, what does our daily bread mean?
Our daily bread includes all that we need each day for our bodily provision and spiritual nourishment. I do like that the spiritual nourishment is included here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was a kid, my mom subscribed to and read to us from the devotional Our Daily Bread, mm-hmm. you know, recognizing that the scriptures are spiritual nourishment.
Yes. Oh, and Jesus, I mean, Jesus specifically makes the connection between bread and himself, between mm-hmm. John chapter 6, right?
Yep.
Because the prophet that was going to come was going to be greater than Moses. And what was one of the greatest things that Moses did? Was he provided through this miracle of God daily bread, manna, for the people as they wandered through the wilderness. And so they're looking for Jesus to do the same thing, and he does provide them food, but then they want him to provide just more food, and he's like, oh, you just want this because, you know, you're hungry. But the true meaning of this bread is me.
Yeah.
I am the one that's actually going to provide your most fundamental needs, which are spiritual, through my body given for you. I am the manna. I am the bread that came from heaven, he says.
Yeah. And that's why, you know, in the post-communion prayer, we talk about the sacrament being for spiritual nourishment, because we're being united to Christ through the sacraments, united to each other. You know, again, that is very much riffing off of John chapter 6 there. That's important.
Well, the in Greek, the word for daily here is a really strange word, which we don't exactly know what it means, epousia. And I mean, it can mean a whole range of things from daily. So it could be bread necessary for existence. It could mean that. It could be bread for the existing day. It could be bread for the future. And it also, I think it was one of the church fathers translated this as a super substantial bread. So that which is above the physical. So referring to the Eucharist or Christ himself. So there's this idea of daily bread is not only what I'm trying to say is not only just our daily provision of food. It is that, but it's also our spiritual provision. It is Eucharist. It is Christ that we need on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah. And I'm pulling up that post communion prayer here, from the Anglican Standard text. We pray, you know, Almighty and ever living God, we thank you for feeding us in these holy mysteries with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And then we go on that it assures us of his favor and goodness towards us, that we're members of his body, members of each other, the blessed company of all faithful people, heirs through hope of the kingdom. I mean, really, the sacrament ties all of these petitions together in many ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also the prayer of humble access is equally.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that may be the best prayer that Cranmer ever wrote. What do you think? What's your take on that?
It's way up there. It's definitely a contender. There's a couple collects that I might put above it, maybe. But yeah, I mean, and there's a reason why the prayer of humble access has been frankly copied by other folks. Yeah. I mean, it's so good.
It is so good. So to eat the flesh of our dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us. Amen.
And for question 191, why should you pray for your daily bread?
God calls me to trust him for the needs of each day, to be concerned for the needs of others, to be content with what I have, and to grow in gratitude for his provision.
Yeah, our very need for provision helps build trust in our Father.
Yeah, this really gets to how God created us to interface with the world. He wants our heart position to be one of receiving the world as a gift. Yes, we work and we labor, but it's God that gives the increase. And so always underneath everything is this trust for God, is this posture of receptivity to God and trust for him to give us what we need for each day as creatures. It's this understanding. Part of faith is this understanding that we are creatures, right? We are completely dependent on God. And then it, like it says here, secondly, it moves us to be concerned for the needs of others. So not only our own needs, but the needs of others.
Yeah, it brings us outside of ourselves as well. Part of our need for provision should help us to love our neighbor who also needs provision.
And that's the only way we can truly have contentment.
Yeah. And that's something that I mean, I was primarily my income was coming from real estate appraising for most of my adult life. And that is very much a field where you eat what you kill, as they say. And I can't tell you how many times God had to remind me, hey, I'm the one that's bringing you this, you know, and I start to take it for granted until things would slow down. And then it would, you know, God would bring it in. But And I think sometimes those slowdowns were the reminder I needed. No, God is the one who's providing this. It's not just your terrible skills at not doing a good job at marketing yourself.
Yeah. I think if you own a small business, especially if you're in an agricultural world, like in the ancient world, owning your small business is probably the closest you can get. But there is this real sense, I remember when I owned my own small business, is that, yeah, I'm doing what I can on my end here. But people walking through the door and buying these services that I'm selling, that's God.
Yeah.
There's something about it that is just beyond my control, and I had to trust God for that. And it's impossible to be content without this next part, this gratitude, to grow in gratitude for his provision. We have to shift from this view of being owed all of these things to receiving them with gratefulness and thanksgiving. And that's a hard spiritual practice.
It is. In the prayer book that I use, the 1928, the prayer for thanksgiving and daily prayer is optional, and it's all too easy to skip that. And ironically, it's also the only one of those concluding prayers that the congregation prays with the priest. So it shouldn't be skipped, and it's easy to skip it. But I do like that we all pray that together.
Yeah, that's such a powerful prayer. It's also in the 2019. It's at the end of both the daily evening and daily morning prayer. But that's one I really recommend after you memorize the Lord's Prayer, memorize the prayer of general thanksgiving.
Yeah. And if the rubrics in the 2019 make it optional, say it anyway.
Yeah, I'm looking here. It says you have to use one or both.
So okay.
You got to either use the prayer of St. John Chrysostom or the general thanksgiving. So you got to use one of them.
Why not both? Why not both? So 192, why does God give you daily bread?
God gives me daily bread because he is a good and loving father who gives good things to all his children, sustains us in life, and desires that we grow daily in his grace. I like linking this back up with our father.
Yeah. Yeah. I think about our Lord's parable when he says, okay, you know, which of you which of you would give his child a rock if he asked for a loaf of bread, or I'm getting my specific petitions mixed up there.
Or like a serpent if he asked for a fish, or a scorpion or something.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
If he asked for a fish.
Exactly. So, and then, you know, how much, if you being wicked know how to give your kids good things, how much more does God, who's the perfect father, will your heavenly father give you?
We'll give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, so God's provision there is not only physical, but also, again, spiritual, his presence. But it comes back down to the heart of God. God is good. And everything that we enjoy in life and life itself is completely 100% a free gift from God. You know, rooted in his love.
And far be it for me to trample my Anglican bona fides by quoting a Puritan, but one of the Scottish Covenanters used to say, when you can't trace his hand, you need to trust his heart.
And you can't trace his hand. That's good. And this is, you know, in our spiritual life, there will be a time where you hit a wall, and that will really be the place that God wants to take you.
That's right.
You know, things will happen in your life that you won't be able to explain, that don't seem to accord with the goodness of God and your frame for who God is and who you are. And you'll have to go back to the cross, and you'll have to understand the goodness of God as revealed in the cross and resurrection, and that he is with you through those things. Exactly as you said, you may not be able to trace his hand, but this is the time to trust his heart. Well, I think that's the daily bread that we need in those times.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Anglican Catechesis, where we're learning to follow Jesus on the Anglican way. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to like, subscribe, share with your friends, and leave a comment below. You can also take Anglican Catechesis with you on the go by subscribing to the podcast. You can find the link in the YouTube description. Lord willing, we look forward to seeing you next week. Until then, may the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit.